As we conclude our series of shiurim on Lech Mishnah, there are two very important issues that we still need to address that are very much connected to each other. And that is, how big does every Lech Mishnah have to be? And what is the proper way of fulfilling the mitzvah of Lech Mishnah in terms of making the bracha and people eating from that Lech Mishnah? So in general, there's a shaila in the Paiskim, what is the amount of challah one is supposed to eat on Shabbos to fulfill the chiyuv of eating Suda Shabbos. Many Paiskim suggest that the shear is a kazayis. And actually, in the Gemaras we've been learning, there's a very clear Gemara that seems to indicate that that is the shear. Because the Gemara in Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis says, La'olam yisadar odom shulchan ha'erev Shabbos, af pi she'ein tzarich elo kazayis. So the Gemara says that a kazayis is enough. Others say that the shear is a kabeya. Because even though we know there's a very famous machloikis, Masech de Brochus, Daf Mem Hei, and Daf Mem Tes, a machloikis Ramei and Rabbi Huda, how much one has to eat to be chayiv Birchus Hamazon, the opinion of Rabbi Huda is a kabeya, the opinion of Ramei is a kazayis, and even though we paskin like Ramei, that you bench even just with a kazayis, that's only b'dievet. But l'chatchila, somebody should look to have a kabeya. And therefore, especially here, as we've been learning, that the whole point of eating Lech Mishnah is to show the chshivas of the Suda Shabbos. So how do we show the chshivas of the Suda Shabbos with a bracha? So it should be at least a kabeya. The Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Tzadik Aleph, Sef Cotton Aleph, goes even a step further. He says, and so does the Shulchan Aruch Rav Paskin, he's supposed to eat a sheer kebeya va'oid, even a little more than a kebeya. And therefore, we have a very fundamental machlokes, what is the minimal amount you have to eat? There's another reason the Paiskim suggest why one should have to eat a kebeya of challah by Suda Shabbos, and that is because there's a question if there's a chiv of Netilus Yadayim, if there's a chiv of Netilus Yadayim when you eat less than a kebeya. And since the minig by everybody obviously is that before we sit down to eat, we wash our hands with a bracha on Netilus Yadayim, so we may not have a chiv to eat that if we're not going to eat a kebeya. But now the question that comes up is, if we said that the shear is a kazayis, or we say the shear is a kebeya, what does that mean? Does that mean that we have to eat from the Lech Mishnah that amount? Or does it mean that we have to eat that much challah to be yoytza Suda Shabbos? It seems, and Ramosha Shtenbruch and the Shaharas of Tshuvas van Hoggis, Chelik Aleph, Simen Reish Nun Ches, and Simen Reish Nun Tes, Paskin, that not only do you have to eat Lech Mishnah, but the amount of challah that you're going to eat has to be mekayim, the minimal amount of Suda Shabbos has to be from that Lech Mishnah. So you have to have Lech Mishnahs that are big enough to fulfill that chiyuv. But it's interesting that he quotes Reb Chaim Brisker, who says that the chiyuv Lech Mishnah does not come specifically from the chiv of Lech Mishnah, and the chiv of Suda Shabbos do not necessarily travel together. There's one chiv of Lech Mishnah, and the Lech Mishnah you have to have on the table, as we're learning, and the Suda Shabbos is a separate chiv, and therefore I can be yoytz the Suda Shabbos not from the Lecha Mishnah. It's very clear that Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zeicher Tzadik Livracha, did not hold like Rav Chaim Brisker, that he held that the chiyuv to eat Lecha Mishnah is from the actual, the chiyuv of Lecha Mishnah means to eat from that challah. And therefore, Rav Moshe held that when it comes on Pesach, and we have to eat kazesim from the matzah, and the matzahs certainly aren't that big, there's not much more than a kazayis in any one matzah. So Rav Moshe held that Yisadr, Rav Moshe is quoted in the Maria of Sivan Tov Shin Mem Hei, and he says, Yisadru Shiyil Kol Echem Rezacharim Lechem Mishnah Miyuchad. Every one of the boys sitting by the table, even if they're not leading the Seder, should have their own Lechem Mishnah, so that they should be able to eat the kazayas of matzah, when a mechuy of the kazayas of moitzi matzah, from Lechem Mishnah. Because if they're going to get matzah from the person leading the Seder, they're not going to be getting kazayas, there won't be that much kazayas in the Lechem Mishnah. And Rav Moshe writes very interesting language. He writes, V'kein ani noyi kol hashanim, this has been my minig all the years. And Rav Moshe writes, U'mekavani, and I hope, Shagam bona yinaru kein, that so too will my children do with their children, that everybody should have their own Lechem Mishnah. So we have here two very different approaches to Lechem Mishnah. One approach is that you have to eat from the actual Lechem Mishnah. That's how you fulfill the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. And therefore the Lechem Mishnah has to be big enough. Therefore the Lechem Mishnah has to be big enough to give everybody at least a kazayis from the Lechem Mishnah. Or there's an obligation that there should be Lechem Mishnah on the table. There should be a bracha on Lechem Mishnah made on the table. And even if you don't eat from that Lechem Mishnah, you'll fulfill the obligation of Lechem Mishnah if you're sitting at such a table. So this question has very serious ramifications in a number of areas. One area is regarding using matzahs for Lechem Mishnah. So one issue that some places can bring up, especially during the year, people aren't going to use hand matzahs for Lechem Mishnah. In the using of machine matzahs for Lechem Mishnah, the way machine matzahs are baked is that they're baked in a long strip, and then as they come out of the oven, this very long strip is broken into separate matzahs. So the question is that considered a shalom? So the Paiskim say, very much connected to the Shaul Tshuvas Machzav Rom that we've quoted in the previous year, that the point on Shabbos of shalom is not a specific technical point. Is it really a shalom? The point of Lechem of Shalom and Shabbos is to show cheshivas. And the fact that these are separate matzah loaves, that is enough to show a cheshivas. But there are two other issues that come up when we discuss the use of matzah for Lechem Mishnah. One is that there's in general a discussion if what is the proper bracha on matzah. Because in Shulchan Aruch, when it discusses Pas Haba B'Kisnin, one of the definitions of Pas Haba B'Kisnin is Ke'echin Yuvashin, dried crackers. So if Pas Haba B'Kisnin is Ke'echin Yuvashin, dried crackers, then the Nan HaMaitzi. And as we've learned, certainly Lechem Mishnah is supposed to be HaMaitzi. And in fact, in the Sephardi community, the Minhag HaOlam is that they make a mezonos on matzahs all year round. So I saw that the Shailos HaTshuvos Nishma Shabbos has a very interesting discussion in Chelek Beis, Siman Kuf Mem Tes, about using matzahs for Lechem Mishnah. And he wants to make the following distinction. He wants to say that if you have matzahs that were baked for Pesach, if you have matzahs that were baked for Pesach, and the matzahs that were baked for Pesach are clearly intended to be used to make a hamotzi, to fulfill the mitzvah's matzah. And you have those matzahs left over during the year. So those matzahs clearly were meant to be a hamotzi and can be used for Lechem Mishnah. On the other hand, he says the matzahs that were not baked for Pesach, the matzahs that say not for Pesach use, maybe weren't or shouldn't be considered made for matzah, made to be used for hamotzi, and therefore should not be, you cannot make a, cannot be used for Lechem Mishnah. So when I saw this psak, I found it interesting. It's a matzah, is a matzah. What's the difference if it was baked for Pesach or if it was baked for all year round use? But if you think about it, there's a lot of basis to this. Because let's think about the minig. Many times we have these big matzahs, the regular matzahs, that certainly Pesach and many of us all year round make a hamotzi on. But then we have small matzah crackers. There, most people only make a hamazonis on those matzah crackers. There's really nothing different between the small matzah cracker and the big matzahs, just the way they were cut. The point is, it matters what they were baked for. And if a matzah was baked to be a matzah, to be made a hamotzi on, then it gets the chshivas and is a matzah and can be used for Lechem Mishnah, whereas something else should not be used for Lechem Mishnah. Furthermore, the Pesachim discuss, as we're discussing matzah, there are people, for example, on Pesach, don't eat, there are some people that have a minig on Pesach that they wouldn't eat Mishi matzah. Or, if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, and we don't eat matzah on Erev Pesach, can we use a matzah that we wouldn't eat for Lechem Mishnah? And it's something connected to what we discussed in the previous year. Here, with the frozen challah, or other such situations, here the Pesachim take quite a lenient approach. And the reason they take a lenient approach is, again, because the concept that we've been trying to express, and that is the whole point of Lechem Mishnah is to show the Shivas, that I don't have only one loaf, I have two loaves. And that is shown whether, I have it with a loaf or with a matzah that I'm going to eat or a matzah I'm not going to eat. Another issue that comes up quite often in matzahs is that matzahs, and more commonly even with hand matzahs, many of them, when you open the box, you discover are broken. And there's a shortage of shleimus. You don't have enough whole matzahs. So the question is there any way of repairing those matzahs? So the Pesachim can suggest, if you take a matzah that's broken and you put it over the fire in a way to make it look whole, then it would be considered a shalom. The Pesachim say that on Shabbos, certainly one shouldn't do this. On Yom Tov, most Pesachim are lenient and would allow you to do it. Baking is mutter on Yom Tov, and this is no worse than baking or cooking on Yom Tov. I did see that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach held that you shouldn't do this on Yom Tov, not because it's a problem of baking or cooking on Yom Tov, because as we just said, there is no isser of baking or cooking on Yom Tov. Rather, the reason of Shlomo Zalman was machmer is because it's tikkun mana. You're making the matzah into a whole matzah from a broken matzah, which goes into a whole issue, which we've already discussed actually in previous shurim. Is there an isser of tikkun mana on Shabbos for Yom Tov? Is there, by food? Is there an issue of makabe patish by food? Clearly, Rav Shlomo Zalman for himself was machmer. Most Pesachim hold that there is no issue of makabe patish of tikkun mana by food. And therefore, this is a real piece of advice. If on Shabbos or Yom Tov, if on Yom Tov you need a matzah, especially on Pesach, for shleimim, for Lechem Mishnah, and all your matzahs are broken, by refashioning it with the fire to make it look whole, again with the Machzor Avraham that we've been quoting, that would be considered that you have a sholem to fulfill the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. But now the question is, so I have my challah or my matzah that I want to use for Lechem Mishnah. And what do we do, as we discussed in the first year of this series, that the chi of Lechem Mishnah is for everybody at the table, the men and the women, and what should be done? So clearly, it seems that all Pesachim say the lechatchila, one should wait to cut the lechem mishnah until all the people who want to fulfill the mitzvah of lechem mishnah here. You make the bracha on that lechem mishnah. That's the way they'll fulfill that mitzvah. That clearly seems to be the opinion of almost all paiskim. As I said, there are paiskim that are lenient and say that as long as you eat from a challah on which there was lechem mishnah, you fulfill that mitzvah. It doesn't mean that, and there are even paiskim that say that as long as there was lechem mishnah on the table and you had nothing to do with it, that's still fine, because this is a table where there was bracha. That seems to be the opinion of Reb Chaim Brisker. But as I said, most paiskim say, at the very minimum, you should be at a table and be at the table when the bracha is being made on the lechem mishnah. The question that comes up is what should be done regarding the bracha. Should the person who's making the bracha on the lechem mishnah make that hamotzi, and everybody else should be yotzi with that hamotzi, which is the minig in most communities? It's the minig that's quoted by the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, by the Chaya Adam, by the Aruch HaShulchan, by the Mishnah Brura, by the Kaf HaChayim. The Chassam Sofer was very makbid on this, as is discussed in the Shal Tshuvas Ber Moshe, Chelek Hei, Simen Ayin Hei, and Ayin Zayin. On the other hand, the minig in many Chassidish communities is that even though everybody should be at the table when the lechem mishnah is cut, and hear the bracha of hamotzi that is made on the lechem mishnah, the people still make their own hamotzi. And the paiskim give a number of explanations as to why. The Shailos HaTshuvos Shevet Halevi takes a very interesting, simple approach. He says, we know the Gemara says, Osur Lehenis Ma'olam Hazer B'loi Bracha. One is not allowed to have Hanah from this world without a bracha. And relying on someone else to make the bracha, we don't know if you're going to have the proper kavana. So to make sure that chas v'shalom you're not eating without a proper bracha, the minhag in those communities was that even though you hear the bracha from the person making the lechem mishnah, you still should make your own bracha on the challah. You make your own hamotzi. That's the Shevet Halevi's approach. Other pais, the other mefarshim, take a very different approach. They say that there are two chiyuvim, there are two aspects to the bracha that's made on the challah, and that those two aspects could be separated. One is the aspect of the bracha on the challah to fulfill the mitzvah of lechem mishnah, and one is the obligation of hamotzi. And they hold, and the machlokes now is, could one bracha be separated into two? In other words, the bracha of lechem mishnah is hamotzi. The bracha of eating bread is hamotzi. And therefore, the question is, are they connected to each other? And you can't have a hamotzi on lechem mishnah and hamotzi for eating challah separated, and therefore only one hamotzi can be recited. So if you're relying on the hamotzi for the lechem mishnah part, you also have to rely on the hamotzi for the other part, or it's two separate dinim. And for the lechem mishnah obligation, I'm relying on the person who's making the bracha hamotzi on the lechem mishnah, and for the brachas hanenim, I'm making my own bracha. But perhaps there's another way of explaining it, and that really is: does lechem mishnah have a chiyuv bracha? There are many paiskim that say that there is no bracha recited on eating, typically. Because a bracha that a mitzvah that's connected to hanah, we can't really know if you're really having the proper hanah. So actually, there is no bracha of Lechem Mishnah. Lechem Mishnah is no more than just taking two challahs together. And as long as you're eating from the Lechem Mishnah, you can make your own bracha. How could you make your mitzi on the eating and rely on the hamitzi for the Lechem Mishnah from the person who made that hamitzi? You're not relying. Because who says, and nowhere in the Gemara that we learned about the halachas of Lechem Mishnah, was there any indication that there's a chiyuv bracha of Lechem Mishnah? There's a chiyuv of Lechem Mishnah, but there's no chiyuv bracha. And therefore, the person leading the meal indeed makes his own Lechem Mishnah, and he taka makes his own hamitzi, but his hamitzi is no more than a birchas hananin. It's not any other bracha more than a birchas hananin. And now, you're making your own birchas hananin on the challah that you eat. Another approach, how we could understand why one person makes the bracha, why everybody makes their own bracha, is because, and it's much more fundamental, because there is no chiyuv, the Paiskim say, to drink from the Kiddush. And in many communities, not everybody drinks from the Kiddush. So if you're not drinking from the Kiddush, you're still Yoytze Mitzvah's Kiddush. So too, the Mitzvah's Lechem Mishnah doesn't mean that you have to eat from the Lechem Mishnah. The Gemara says, Chayiv Odom Lefzoya Ashtei Kippurim. There has to be two loaves on the table, and those two loaves have to be opened. But it doesn't mean that you have to eat from them. And the way we've been explaining, it's very understood. Because why do we have to have two loaves on the table? And with this, we conclude our series of Shur on Lechem Mishnah. Certainly, if we say that the reason we're supposed to have two loaves on the table is Zeicher Lamon, so all you need to have is those two loaves on the table. You don't have to eat from the two loaves. You just have to show that you have the two loaves, that as they had extra food on the table in the Midbar, you're having extra food on your table. But even if we learn, as we've been saying, that the point of Lechem Mishnah is to show that in Shabbos it's a day of bracha. So the bracha is shown by having extra food on the table. The extra food on the table is there when the leader of the table has two challahs in front of him. It doesn't mean that everybody has to have the two challahs in front of him. We just have to bring bracha to our table. We bring bracha to our table by one person having those two loaves. And just like by the Kiddush doesn't have to halachically have that everybody sitting by the table drinks from the Kiddush. Because the Kiddush is a declaration. And the main thing is that you need to participate in that declaration. The drinking of the wine is not the declaration. It's the declaration that's the point. And the same too, having the Lechem Mishnah on the table, and even if the bracha is made on that Lechem Mishnah, it's the declaration that Shabbos brings bracha, that Shabbos is a day of bracha to us, is fulfilled that way, and that is how Lechem Mishnah is fulfilled, even if you didn't make your own particular Lechem Mishnah. And that's why there isn't necessarily an obligation for everybody sitting at the table to have their own Lechem Mishnah. Because the whole point of the Lechem Mishnah is to make that declaration. And as soon as that you have at the table those extra challahs, that declaration is being made, even if not every single person at the table has their own individual Lechem Mishnah. The Kadosh Baruch Hu should help that we should taka always be zoicha to remember the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for us and continues to constantly perform on our behalf, and that the bracha that Shabbos represents, that bracha, ki mekar ha-bracha, should spread to every aspect of our lives.